Warning Watch. Knowing and spreading the up-to-date truth of the highest gospel of God's eternal economy according to the ministry of the age. Week 6. Friday related verses. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 2 Corinthians 3:18, 6:16. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit, who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. 2 Corinthians 5:4, 9:14-15. For also we who are in this tabernacle groan, being burdened in that we do not desire to be unclothed, but clothed upon, that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Therefore also we are determined, whether at home or abroad, to gain the honor of being well-pleasing to him. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. Therefore, I am well pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in necessities, in persecutions and distresses, on behalf of Christ, for when I am weak, then I am powerful. Related reading. In this process of resurrection, there are four aspects: sanctification, transformation, confirmation, and glorification. In Romans 12:2, Paul speaks of transformation, saying that we should not be conformed to this age, but that we should be transformed by the renewing of the mind. In 8:29, Paul speaks of confirmation, and in the next verse, of glorification. Our future glorification will be the ultimate step of resurrection. It is resurrection as applied to the body. Today, our sonship is not yet full. However, it will get fuller and fuller until it reaches the peak at the time of our glorification, when we shall be fully resurrected and designated the sons of God in nature and in appearance. Both in name and in reality, we shall be the sons of God in spirit, in soul, and in body. God is building himself in Christ into our being through the metabolic process of transformation. Because Christ is the Spirit, he can dwell in us, and we can fellowship with him in our spirit. We should look to him, behold him, and reflect him, opening to him the three layers of our being, our spirit, our heart, and our mouth. Then we will spontaneously reflect him as a mirror and gradually be transformed into his glorious image from glory to glory. As a result, we will have the same image that he has. In this way, the Lord Jesus makes us like him and even makes us him. When we look unto him, he impresses himself into our being. Then we become his reflection. Transformation is a metabolic process that changes us by adding some new element into our being and discharging the old element. God's economy is just to work himself into us, that we may experience such a metabolic process of spiritual digestion and assimilation that produces a gradual intrinsic change in life. God's building himself into our being is altogether an organic matter. In order for such a building to take place, we need to receive, digest, and assimilate an organic element. Our spiritual food and drink is the organic pneumatic Christ, the Christ who is the life-giving spirit. As such a spirit, he enters into God's chosen people to dispense, to build himself as life into their being, to be their inner constitution. In this way, he makes them God-men, the many sons of God, the mass reproduction of himself as the firstborn son of God. Thus, they, the human seeds, become the sons of God with divinity through the metabolic process of transformation. This metabolic process is the building up of the church as the body of Christ and the house of God. By the building of God into man and man into God, that is, by the constituting of the divine element into the human element and the human element into the divine element. This building will consummate in the New Jerusalem as a great corporate God-man, the aggregate, the totality of all the sons of God. On God's side, the triune God has been incarnated to be a man. On our side, we are being deified, constituted with the processed and consummated triune God, so that we may be made God in life and in nature to be his corporate expression for eternity. This is the highest truth, and this is the highest gospel.